Okay, we're on. Call the meeting to order. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting on July 14th, 2011. Can we have a roll call?
Falk?
Here.
How?
Here.
McElhenney?
Here.
Stelf?
Here.
Weiliger?
Here.
Item two on our agenda, and I know there's some people in the audience. If you don't have an agenda, there's one on the podium in the back. The board is appointed by the mayor. There's five members. It's our responsibility to interpret the city zoning ordinances as they apply to special uses and variances. We hold public hearings such as we're holding today once a month. Applications are submitted to the staff. The staff in turn mails each of the members a sheet, fact sheet of the site in question, and then it's our responsibility to go out and look at the site in question and then come prepared to make a decision at the public hearings like tonight. If you would like to make any comments, we allow the applicant and we also allow any objections to be heard. And if you would like to speak, I ask that you go back to the podium so we've got it properly recorded. Okay, with that in mind, we'll go ahead and get started. Item three, the board to review and approve the minutes of the meeting of June 16th, 2011.
So moved, Your Honor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve it.
Second.
Seconded by Rob, I think, was first. Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, the same sign. Motion's carried to approve the minute of June 16th. Item four is where we're at right now, the board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Our first one is A, this is case 11-038, 105 Greenwood Avenue, a R2 district, a request for a variance to increase the allowable height of an accessory structure from 15 feet to 19 feet, submitted by Ken Brinson. Do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
And you have a staff report, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site's located at the intersection of Greenwood and Grant Street, and it's being displayed with the yellow arrow on the display. The applicant would like to construct a 20-foot by 30-foot detached garage in the rear yard behind the house. It would be separated approximately 20 feet from the rear of the house. In 2007, the board approved a variance that would allow the construction of a 28-by-32-foot garage on the north side attached to the house, which was encroaching into the setback adjacent to Grant Street. He has abandoned that plan and is now going with the detached structure, which no longer is going to require a variance and meets all of the required setbacks. The current requested structure is 296 square feet smaller than what was approved back in 2007. This is a graphic of the requested garage. I characterize this as kind of a carriage house style that above the garage. The overall height is approximately 22 feet 2 inches. But for the purpose of the code, the height is measured at mid-gable, and we consider it to be a 19-foot high. Therefore, it is a 4-foot variance in height is what is being requested here this evening. During the 2007 deliberation, the board acknowledged that carriage house type structures in this original part of the city appeared to be uniquely appropriate given the surrounding architecture of the area. In fact, the board made that same acknowledgement back in 2002 at 453 Grant Street, which is a very short distance from this location, which also allowed a larger carriage house style structure. You may recall on the previous request that the owner across the street objected to the variance request back in 2007 because of obstruction to river views. She has come to my office, looked at the plan, and finds this much more pleasurable from her standpoint, and she states that although she was an objector in 2007, she is now in support of this request. I believe that is a summary of the request before us tonight. I have not received any other communications either for or against this.
Okay, thank you, John. Is the applicant here wishing to make any comments? Pretty self-explanatory. Well, he does, doesn't he? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would make one more statement. If approval is given, staff would request that the approval be subject to a condition that no living quarters be allowed within the structure. We believe he's going to be using this, he has an art studio, and he'd be using it for hobby purpose and storage.
There's two existing buildings on the back of this property. Are they on his lot, or are they going to be removed, or will they stay there, John?
I believe the one garage was his. Has that been removed yet?
No, and it will be removed.
Removed, yes.
This brown one?
The brown.
The brown one.
Mm-hmm.
The white one does not belong to us.
That's a different lot, yeah. I knew somebody used to rent that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's part of this project, its removal.
Okay, the applicant has spoken. Is there anyone else in favor or in opposition? Okay, if not, how does the board feel?
I have a question, John, and to the applicant. Are you planning on putting sheetrock and finishing off the second floor?
It's basically just a storage space and possible workspace.
So when we put a stipulation of subject to the condition that no living quarters be allowed, when I say living quarters, to me, that could imply a lot of things, from a family room to an art studio to a bed for visiting relatives and
or
other kinds of stuff. So how do,
when we
make those conditions, does that mean it's not sheetrock and it's open pretty much like as the picture is depicted?
Bill, is that a code issue that you would make the distinction somehow?
I think we're talking living quarters, and you know, this is a little bit of a hiccup on our ordinance that doesn't allow an R2 district to basically have two separate residential structures. Mm-hmm. So I'd look at that as having sleeping facilities, cooking facilities, restroom facilities, everything rolled into one. If somebody wanted to put a game room up there or something, I would not consider that a living quarters.
Would it be appropriate to say that it's unfinished, basically, that it's left in a raw state?
Oh, that would certainly cover the issue for you. So that's, I'll leave that up to the board.
Seems like if we're not careful, this could evolve into something that nobody's aware of. Once you sell it and moves on to somebody else, and
that was our intent. We don't feel that the applicant would be doing that, but if this is ever sold, we don't want this turned into a apartment.
And that would be my concern, is it would evolve into something, and nobody else would be wiser, and it'd be hard to stop at that point.
Do we do something, Bill, where you could have a sink with running water, but you couldn't have a stove? Or are there trade-offs of what you could put in something that wouldn't consider it living quarters?
Well, we have people that have hobby rooms and garages or workshops, and there's nothing that prohibits them having a water closet stool in there, so they have to run to the house and wash their hands and use the facilities. So I guess we have to look at the combination of the sleeping area, the sanitary facilities, and the kitchen as being basically an apartment.
I personally wouldn't have a problem if he did sheetrock it and insulate it, and he wanted to use it longer in the season, and possibly even have a furnace in it, you know, even for the cars or for upstairs.
Yeah.
But as long as there's no actual sleeping or kitchen facilities that make
right.
it a living facility.
Yeah. Well, basically what we don't want to do is have someone inadvertently
right.
violate our ordinance requirements.
Right.
So if we design this in a way where somebody would have to pull a permit to do whatever it is that they need to do up there, then we would be aware of what's happening. So how do we structure this so that anybody who does think about taking the next step with that would be required to pull a permit, and then they would have this conversation?
I believe he's indicating that he has no intentions of finishing this off, so if you want to approve it with that stipulation, which he already that's what
right.
his intention
was. Right, I was
thinking
about what Norm said.
Then if they come in sometime in the future, that'll be the flag that, that will trip it for us.
Yeah, obviously, you're going to have, if somebody wants to convert this to living space, you're going to have a plumbing permit, you're going to have a, an HVAC permit, you're going to have building permits, the number of permits that will give us a heads up as to what's going on with it.
So were you planning on running plumbing up there at all, sir?
Yes, the running water. My wife is a potter. She needs water for her studio. So we asked for a water closet and a utility sink.
Bill, is it your opinion that basically we could accept this proposal as it is, or this request as it is, and that the city's other ordinances would have enough
trigger response
to, mm-hmm. to do that. So we don't really have to try to craft any language for this. We can just the safety net for the city is already there.
It is. You know, I think it's always a good idea with John's recommendation that when we grant a variance to build basically a two-story garage that could be described as a carriage house, and we give subsequent owners a heads up that the variance did not allow living space up there.
My apologies. I meant for my comments to include his stipulation.
Okay, sure. Absolutely. I think
but
that's fine.
But not crafted in a different
but,
way.
But just include the stipulation as presented to us, and then the system is the safety net for the rest of it or anything beyond mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. We know that he's running water.
Yes.
So if he wants to run anything else, then the city's going to be involved.
They're going to know about it.
Right.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve case 11-038 at 105 Greenwood Avenue.
With the condition?
With the condition specified.
Okay.
Second.
We'll give it to Dave.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Same sign. Motion's carried then to approve case 11-038. The next item on our agenda is B. This is case 11-039 at 1845 Anderson Court. This is also an R2 district, a request for a variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 25 feet to 19 feet to allow for construction of a 14-foot by 27-foot deck submitted by Ryan White. Do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
And you have a staff report.
This area is located southeast of the intersection of Lincoln Road and 18th Street, and it's outlined in the display before you in yellow. The applicant currently has a 12-foot by 12-foot deck and would like to expand that deck to an overall construction of 14 by 27 foot. If allowed, only the small corner of this deck would encroach into the required 25-foot rear yard setback. Staff is estimating that approximately 32 square feet of this 378 square foot deck would encroach into the required setback. All the rest of this deck would be compliant. And in 2008, the board approved a similar request to the property immediately next door. And in that request, and both of these requests are due to the cul-de-sac effect on these lots, these pie-shaped lots. In the 2008 request, nearly the entire structure was in the 25-foot setback. In this case, only a very small corner of the structure is in the 25-foot setback. If you visited the site, you'll note that not only do they have a 25-foot setback there, but there's berming issues. The berm was placed in there for a water drainage easement that runs through these properties and the properties adjacent behind them. And it has made the placement of additional structures on the back of these homes difficult. In 2008, the board did identify the cul-de-sac effect on this area specifically related to the cul-de-sac itself rather than the remainder of the roadway, which goes straight, as a hardship. In this case, it appears that the small encroachment will have little, if any, impact on the surrounding properties, and it does appear to be similar to what the board has approved before. I believe that summarizes what the request is, if you have any questions.
Okay. Is the applicant wishing to speak at all, make any comment?
No, the report spells it out very well.
Okay.
Guess I will switch over to the document cam to give you an idea. This would be the pin where the corner of his deck would come to related to the rear lot line, and back here is where the neighbor's previously approved deck was. So you can see the encroachment is very much less than what the neighbor already has. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess there's no one else wishing to make any objections, since there's no one else in the audience. So how does the board feel?
I would make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Okay, if not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion's carried to approve case 11-039. Thank you for coming. Is that all of our business?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.